I'm John Batchelor. This is the Friends of History Debating Society welcoming Michael Yon, locals.com slash Michael Yon is how to follow Michael's reporting from Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania in the Baltic states, very near the Russian frontier with Belarus. Michael's observing the migrants who have made their way into Lithuania and are in Vilnius now. Migrants from the subcontinent, migrants from Mesopotamia. Michael, a very good evening to you in Vilnius. You had a conversation with two students from Kerala, India, in English. Why are they in Vilnius, and what is their ambition at university? What do they want to do?
Two Indians from Kerala, India. They just are working through university right now. Both were working on their master's degree. They were young to mid-20s. Their English was, you know, perfect Indian English, which is as good as most Americans speak. And they came to Lithuania to go to university. They thought about going to Germany, but you have to study German for a couple of years because the university classes in Germany will be in German. But here in Lithuania, they had a choice between Lithuanian and English. So naturally, they took English. And actually, they would like to go to the United States, they said, but they have problems with visas, which is pretty amazing considering, you know, they were obviously highly educated. Well, they're working on their master's, and you can just tell by talking with them that they're quite smart. They're working hard in a fast food place to pay for their university. They're kind of the kind of migrants we would really probably benefit from, but they can't get into the United States easily.
They're studying in a Lithuanian university, and what language do they use in university?
English, because they have a choice whether they're going to study in Lithuanian language or in English, and so they took English because they said Lithuanian is too difficult. It'll take at least 2 years to dedicate to Lithuanian. And, you know, they're not really sure if they want to stay here or not. They are talking more about going back to India.
They are in the EU. Did they mention any other country besides Lithuania? Are they interested in Britain or France or Italy? Anything like that, Michael?
These guys didn't, actually. You know, often people will mention UK. They didn't talk about any strong desire to go to the United States. They just said we brought it up several times in our conversation. They just said, you know, it's difficult to get a visa to the United States. And so they'll probably just go back to India. You know, they see opportunity in India as well. And, they seem actually like the type of migrants I would sure like to get into the United States.
You also spoke with two East Africans from either Tigray or Eritrea. Both of these are breakaway or troubled provinces of Ethiopia. What did you learn from them, Michael?
Yesterday it was actually three. They were chain smoking Marlboro cigarettes and drinking tea. And I sat down and talked with them for a while. Their English wasn't great, and they didn't speak German. I speak German, and none of us speak Lithuanian. And so they said they had been here for 4 years. They didn't really like Lithuania. In contrast to the Indians like Lithuania, and they like Lithuanians, but they probably want to go back to India. But the Eritreans, or wherever they said they're from Eritrea, they don't like it here. They kind of looked a little rough, and they were friendly to me, but they kind of look like rough characters.
Where are they working? Could you tell where they're working in Lithuania?
We didn't talk about that. I didn't have a chance to talk with them about that, so I don't know. But they said they've been here for 4 years, and they were chain smoking very expensive cigarettes. So in some way or another, they're paying for that and sitting at a tea shop on Vilnius Street. And Vilnius Street is, you know, the chic place to be here in Vilnius. It's the place to go for people to see and be seen. And in fact, I went down there looking for migrants and found them.
All right, now we go to your information that you've been gathering all week. Michael, in conversation with officials in Lithuania, the facts that we had established so far is that there is a commuter line running from Baghdad to Minsk, the capital of Belarus. At that point, Belarus authorities bus the migrants from Baghdad to the Lithuanian border and direct them to cross the border, which is not, in many instances, walled or blocked off. That's what I had so far. What have you learned about Lithuania and Baghdad and that commuter route?
Well, it's very interesting. In fact, the Minister of Foreign Affairs from Lithuania flew down to Baghdad this week and met with the Minister of Foreign Affairs in Iraq and discussed the problem here. And from the information I've been told by Lithuanian officials, it costs up to $15,000 per person to get on an airplane to get from Baghdad just to Minsk, which is a very short flight for $15,000. And the Minister of Foreign Affairs from Iraq, I'm told, told the Minister of Foreign Affairs from Lithuania that they're about to double the number of flights. And I asked, how many flights are there now and how many will you double to? And they didn't know the answer to that. I mean, I'm sure I could find the answer by looking online and looking at the, I'm not sure if it would be online because those might be special flights between Baghdad and Minsk. But then from Minsk, they take them and I'm told they separate the migrants, and they interrogate and talk with them and tell them what to say, they have to wipe their telephones. And finally they drop them off at the Lithuanian border and point them and say, that's the way to go for your freedom. Now I was told a couple of days ago, a couple of young teenage boys came across and they seemed to be on some kind of psychotropic drug. They seemed to be kind of, they were Iraqis. They took them to the hospital. And apparently at times, from what I was told just about an hour ago, some of the children that come across or the young people like that are drugged, apparently to keep them calm. And this is still unknown, but that's what the official told me, that they think it's to keep them calm. But they ended up in the hospital. They were stumbling around and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of strange stuff going on coming out of Belarus, which is normal for Belarus.
What is the health of the migrants who are being brought into Minsk and pushed across the border? Do we know about their condition?
Oh, actually, that's the most important thing, and I'm glad that you mentioned that because I almost forgot to say that's the most important part of our conversation. I was told by two different officials today in different conversations that many of the migrants coming in are handicapped, for instance, missing arms, legs, hands, feet, that sort of thing, or they actually have cancer or tuberculosis. And some, I was told, fit the profile of actual potential suicide attackers. Some, not all, just some subset there. But that they are pushing through, apparently, many people who are sick or wounded is of concern for various reasons, especially with diseases such as, tuberculosis, which is a non-trivial disease, to put it lightly.
There is a pandemic, Michael. Is there attention to testing the migrants when they're pushed across the border? Do they talk about the risk of the variants in the pandemic? The Delta variant is dominating the conversation right now.
We didn't talk about variants, but they constantly mention, as they were doing down in Panama and also in Greece, when I was just down in Greece, and also Morocco, every place are saying many of the migrants have the virus, carrying CCP virus. And so same is happening here. And also another thing that's happening, like that we see down in Panama, and over in Greece, is that when they put migrants together, for instance, especially from the Middle East and from Africa, they start fighting each other. And a lot of complaints about food, complaints about all sorts of things. So they end up having problems within the camps. For instance, as you know, when I was down in Darien Gap, which I'll be back there again in 2 or 3 weeks, the migrants sometimes riot down there, even though they're given food and that sort of thing. They want more than they got. And Africans and Arabs often don't like to, or Arabs from the Middle East anyway, often don't like to be in the same tent. They'll fight each other.
This is the Great Migration. It's underway globally. It's not a story only for the Mexican-U.S. border or Central America or the New World. It's a story in Eurasia as well. Michael's been to several of the transfer points from Turkey to Greece, from Morocco to the EU. He's now in Lithuania, where the Russian Federation is transferring migrants from the Middle East into EU. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.